at the first day of the trial, which was the view, the judge started expressing opinions to counsel relative to her thoughts of the case. As Pat McNally mentioned during citizen queries at the selectman meeting, roughly the 19th or so of December. Not at all unusual, apparently, in the probate court for judges to very directly express their opinions as to what they think strengths and weaknesses are, and quite frankly, to express to counsel where they're leaning and what their intentions are. And she made those intentions fairly clear, both during the view and then during the subsequent two more days of trial. Making it clear on the Wednesday of the second week that she quite frankly saw no reason why she shouldn't order a sale, was inclined to order a sale, and that the only question in her mind was a number. She also felt that if there was a sale, there was no reason to change governance, because it was simply people managing money, and it really didn't matter who was in that role. And it was becoming clear from the reports we were getting from counsel that a change in governance based on the judge's comments was unlikely, and that a sale was almost certain. And a sale at a number that, for many of us, based on a number, on a range that the judge was talking about, was a number that we weren't. It was something that we had never even contemplated and would never contemplate. The judge was leaning on counsel to have discussions.